Here's a startling reality. Warren Buffett once completed a $23 billion acquisition in just 2 hours. No lawyers, no extensive due diligence, no endless negotiations. Meanwhile, most companies spend months, sometimes years, on deals a fraction of that size. What made the difference? Not strategy, not capital, not market conditions. The answer is trust. And it turns out that trust isn't some soft, intangible virtue we talk about in team-building exercises. It's a hard economic driver with measurable impact on every transaction, relationship, and organization. When trust goes down, speed goes down, and costs go up. When trust goes up, speed goes up, and costs go down. It's that simple and that profound. Think about what happened after 9/11. Suddenly, getting on a plane meant arriving 2 hours early, removing your shoes, and submitting to full-body scans. The airline industry absorbed billions in costs, not from fuel or labor, but from the collapse of trust. Or consider the corporate scandals that led to Sarbanes-Oxley regulations, where one section alone cost businesses $35 billion, 28 times the original estimate. These aren't abstract penalties. They're what happens when trust evaporates. Most organizations operate on a simple formula. Strategy times execution equals results. Solid plan, good execution, positive outcomes. But there's a hidden variable that either amplifies or undermines everything: trust. The real formula looks like this. Strategy times execution times trust equals results. Trust acts as either a multiplier or a divider, creating what can be called a trust dividend or a trust tax. The trust tax shows up everywhere, though it never appears on financial statements. It's the redundant processes you create because you don't trust people to do their jobs. It's the micromanagement that slows decisions to a crawl. It's the office politics that consume energy, the disengagement that kills innovation, the turnover that drains institutional knowledge. These costs are real and quantifiable, even if they're invisible. On the flip side, trust dividends transform organizations. Companies on Fortune's 100 Best Companies to Work For list, where trust is the primary defining characteristic, outperform the S&P 500 by a factor of 3. Not because they have better strategies or smarter people, but because trust accelerates everything. Communication improves, execution becomes smoother, innovation flourishes. People bring their full energy and creativity to work. Consider Southwest Airlines. When Herb Kelleher received a major reorganization proposal, he approved it in 4 minutes. Not because he was reckless, but because trust eliminated the need for endless verification. That's the speed of trust in action. Trust flows outward in 5 waves, starting with you. The first wave is self-trust, confidence built through the 4 cores of credibility: integrity, walking your talk; intent, your motives; capabilities, your skills; and results, your delivery. The second wave is relationship trust, where you build trust accounts through consistent behaviors: talking straight, demonstrating respect, creating transparency, righting wrongs, and keeping commitments. The third wave is organizational trust, where leaders create structures that either tax or multiply trust. When stated values clash with actual rewards, trust collapses. The fourth wave is market trust, your reputation and brand determining whether customers give you the benefit of the doubt or abandon you at trouble's first sign. The fifth wave is societal trust, where you create value for society, inspiring through contribution rather than self-interest. Each wave builds upon the previous one. Most people rate their credibility at 86.6%, while others rate them at just 56.2%. That 30-point gap reveals a crucial truth. We judge ourselves by intentions, but others judge us by behavior. Integrity is the root system. Not just honesty, but congruence between words and actions, humility to put principles ahead of ego, and courage to do right when it's difficult. Gandhi's life was an indivisible whole because his private and public selves were identical. Intent is the trunk, partly visible and partly hidden. Your motives become visible through actions. People trust you when your agenda is straightforward and based on mutual benefit. As the Dalai Lama said, "How do you develop trust? It's simple. You show your genuine sense of concern for their well-being. Capabilities are the branches, your talents, skills, knowledge, and ability to stay relevant. Even with perfect integrity and noble intent, if you can't deliver, trust suffers. Results are the visible fruit. Your track record gives you credibility as someone who gets things done. These four cores work in concert, each reinforcing the others to build genuine, lasting trust. Two foundational behaviors flow from character. Talking straight means telling the truth and leaving the right impression. Both matter. When Warren Buffett acknowledges mistakes without spin in his annual letters, he builds enormous trust. The opposite creates a spin tax where people discount everything you say by 20 to 50%. Demonstrating respect goes beyond politeness to genuine caring. Small acts make disproportionately large deposits. A university president using his housekeeper's simple flower arrangements, executives slowing their speech for colleagues from different cultures, or sending handwritten thank you notes. When only 29% of employees believe management cares about developing their skills, they withhold their best efforts. Creating transparency means being open in ways people can verify. Toyota shares process knowledge with suppliers rather than demanding lowest prices, creating collaborative partnerships. Righting wrongs goes beyond apology to include restitution. When Maple Leaf Foods faced a deadly listeria outbreak, CEO Michael McCain immediately took full responsibility. "This is our fault, and we are deeply sorry." Doctors who apologize for mistakes face fewer lawsuits. People sue when anger from non-apology festers. Two competence-based behaviors prove trust requires both character and capability. Delivering results provides instant credibility through outcomes, not activity. When a Covey Leadership Center division was dismissed as an unprofitable hobby, setting clear goals with accountability transformed it into a million-dollar success. As one leader noted, "The price of freedom is performance. Delivering results creates more opportunities." Getting better embodies continuous improvement. When people see you constantly learning and seeking feedback, they develop confidence in your ability to succeed amid change. Elon Musk captures this. "I think it's very important to have a feedback loop where you're constantly thinking about what you've done and how you could be doing it better." NBA player Karl Malone improved from 48% to 75% free throw accuracy while revolutionizing league strength training. These behaviors create a virtuous cycle where competence builds trust, which creates opportunities for further growth. The ultimate trust behavior shifts from being trusted to being trusting, from noun to verb. Extending trust creates reciprocity and builds trust where it's absent. Ritz-Carlton empowers employees to comp up to $2,000 without approval. Nordstrom has one rule: use good judgment. These trust-extending practices create competitive advantages others can't replicate. But extending trust isn't naive. Smart trust operates between analysis and propensity to trust, evaluating opportunity, risk, and credibility. Sometimes limited or no trust is appropriate. Smart trust means making conscious decisions rather than defaulting to suspicion or blind faith. When people name their most influential person, they typically choose someone who believed in them when others didn't. That's the power of extending trust. It brings out the best in people and inspires trustworthiness. We live in an increasingly low-trust world, making trust more valuable than ever. The sharing economy runs on strangers trusting strangers. Modern work demands unprecedented collaboration across departments and countries. Trust transforms vendors into partners and groups into teams. Change has become constant, and trust is both the most perishable commodity during disruption and the only means to generate necessary speed. Younger generations want to be trusted, not managed. Trust enables every strategic initiative. Improving trust improves engagement, execution, innovation, retention, and productivity. Most organizational performance issues are trust issues in disguise. Yesterday's command and control leadership is insufficient. Today requires trust and inspire. Culture has re-emerged as critical, but without high trust as foundation, other efforts fail. As Alibaba founder Jack Ma noted, "What we got is not money. What we got is trust from the people. When you trust, everything is simple." In a world moving at digital speed, where reputation can be destroyed in minutes, trust has become the new currency, the one thing that changes everything.